Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin, on the 20th of October. It's probably my last day here for the next 2 months. I'm going to Sydney for work, and so your daily morning news is going to be read out from Australia for the next 2 months. It's going to be way too early because Australia is 5.5 hours ahead of India. But yes, I'm pretty kicked about it. Really, really excited. Anyway, starting the first piece of the news is Ayodhya celebrating Diwali by lighting over 1.8 lakh diyas. America's deepening cooperation with India, says State Secretary Rex Tillerson. In Europe, we have Czech Republic electing a new prime minister. Yes, the elections are today and the results will be announced tomorrow. We have almost a clear opinion on the opinion polls as to who the prime minister is going to be. Google Maps removes a calorie estimating feature amid backlash. And Amit Khan star, a secret superstar, hits the theaters today. First piece on the news is Ayodhya celebrating Diwali by lighting over 1.8 lakh diyas. Ayodhya on Wednesday successfully lit 1,87,213 diyas at Ram Ki Pairi on the banks of River Saryu, actually. Team members of Guinness World Record captured the event by a camcopter, but are yet to declare if the record was broken. So yes, hope you guys had a very good Diwali. It was silent here, at least in this side of the city. There were a lot of crackers that were busted yesterday, day before yesterday, because it's Deepavali. Day before yesterday, the South Indians celebrated on a day before the North Indians. Because in North India, Diwali is actually when Ram comes back to Ayodhya after killing Ravan. But in South India, it is when Krishna defeats Narksura. I'm not too sure, but it's another god, another demon that he destroyed. And that's the rationale behind why Diwali celebrated in South India and on a different day. America is deepening cooperation with India, says State Secretary Rex Tillerson, ahead of his visit to India next week. U.S. State Secretary Rex Tillerson on Wednesday said that President Donald Trump's administration was determined to dramatically happen and deepen cooperation with India. Adding that thousands of Indian security personnel have trained with U.S. counterparts, he said that India-U.S. cooperation in the field of counterterrorism has strengthened in the past decade. Czech Republic elects a new prime minister. The expected victory by billionaire Andres Babiš would represent a shift in the country towards anti-establishment populism. The country's second richest man has been charged with fraud, accused of communist-era secret police links. In fact, he's compared to almost, he's referred to as the Donald Trump of Europe. So not a good thing if he gets elected, is what the world says. To tell you a little about Czech Republic and the issues that they've been having with the immigration laws of Brussels, they've in fact been criticizing both the EU and Angela Merkel for their immigration policies, causing outrage in both Brussels and Berlin. Under the terms of the program, Czech Republic faces a 250,000 euro fine for every refugee it turns away. So yes, for every refugee that Czech Republic doesn't accept into its borders, it has to pay Brussels a 250,000 euro fine. But clearly even that price is a lower cost than letting a flood of refugees in. Some hard decisions. In fact, Hungary and Poland have already cancelled themselves out of the refugees and immigrant laws, and they're like, every time we have to turn someone down, we're okay to pay the fine, but we're not letting immigrants in. Next piece on the news is Google Maps removing a calorie estimating feature amid backlash. Technology giant Google has removed the calorie estimating feature on Maps after facing a backlash from users. Users claim that the feature, which showed how many calories one would burn when in walking mode, was reckless and apparently encouraged fat shaming. The experimental feature, which was rolled out earlier this week, also displayed how many mini cupcakes the calories spent are worth. thought that was a pretty cool feature. I'm not sure if that was rolled out in India. I didn't see it on my maps feature, but if you did have a calorie burner equivalent in the maps feature, I don't think it's a bad idea. But anyway, it's not happening. Last piece on the news on a Friday morning. Amir Khan star, a secret superstar, hits the theatres. Amir Khan and Zaira Wasim star, a secret superstar, has everything you ask for, but it isn't exceptional storytelling, wrote the Hindustan Times. Times of India said, what makes this movie stand out is its adventurous narrative. First Post called the film a thoroughly rewarding cinematic experience. It's been rated 3 on 5 by Hindustan Times, 3.5 on 5 by First Post, and TOI gave it a 4-star rating. So apparently it is a good movie, and no surprises with Amir Khan being in the cast. But the movie is more about Zaira Wasim, actually, who's a struggling singer and makes it to the top. With a piece of news, we're wrapping up 20th October's edition of News on the Go. Last for the week, last from India for the next 2 months. See you guys from Sydney on Monday morning. You guys have a great weekend. In the background, I'm leaving you with Ikavariya from the movie Rapta.